Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us today?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie, and yes, I'm ready because Saturdays are a great day to review.
Yes, you can relax and maybe stay home or stay up late and watch a movie. I know, you can play games with your friends too.
That's true.But this is also a time when we can review together.
That's right. We can see those conversations, the lessons, and features again. That really helps when you're learning a new language.
So I think we should get started. What do you think?
I think we should too. What should we start with?
How about we start with our lessons? Friends, let's watch them all together right now.Hi, Alex.
Hey, Linda. How are you today?
I'm fine, but I'm hungry.
Let's go to the bakery.
Is there a bakery near here?
Yes. We can get a basket of bread there.
Ah, Taylor likes that bakery. It's called the Bread Basket.
Right. Taylor goes there every day.
Okay, Alex, let's go to the bakery together.
Excellent. We can buy some cake there. The cakes are really nice.
Yum. I do like cake.
And the bread basket bakes wonderful cookies. You can enjoy a cookie or two.
Alex, I'm not that hungry.
Okay, but you still have to try them.Everything is so good.
You're right, Alex. The bread basket bakes delicious things.
Which one was your favorite?
The chocolate cookies were very good.
I know. I really like them. You can go and get more after work.
I don't think so, Alex. I'm very full now.
I'm full too, but I'm happy.
Me too. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. Alex took me to the bread basket today.
Cool. I love that bakery. Did you try one of their donuts?
No.But I had some chocolate cookies, and they were delicious.
Yeah, they're good. And I also love the bakery's bagels.
Yes, they looked good. I plan to buy one tomorrow for breakfast. Hi, Alex. You look happy.
I am happy.Linda and I went to a great place.
Where did you go?
We went to the bread basket.
Good choice. Did Linda like it?
Yeah. I bought her some cookies.
That was nice of you. I really like that bakery's cupcakes and rolls.
Okay. I will look for them next time.
What is your favorite thing at the bread basket, Alex?
Well, the bakery bakes delicious apple pies, but they're really big.
Maybe you can share one with Linda.
That's a great idea, Susie.
Or maybe someone else will want some?
I'll look for Linda right now.
Where are you going? I was talking about me!
Hey, Linda, are you excited about the play tonight?
Play? What play?
The Mouse Trap, remember? We talked about going last week.
Oh, yes. Is the play tonight?
Yes, it is. You were excited about seeing it.
Oh, Alex, I have to cancel. I have an important meeting tonight.
What?
I already bought the tickets, and they were expensive.
There you are, Taylor. Did you make those bird-watching charts for me? They're for my interview today.
Oh, Rob, I forgot. You need those charts today?
Yes, Taylor. My interview starts in 20 minutes. How could you forget?
I was really busy this morning. Carol gave me extra work.
Well, I need those charts for my program. What am I going to do?
Hi, Ben. Did you make that list of professors we can interview?
No, not yet.
Ben, I need that list as soon as possible.
But you said, if you have time this morning, try to make the list. And I didn't have time.
I was being polite. I needed you to make the list this morning.
Then why didn't you say that?
I'm so sorry, Alex. I really can't skip this meeting. I didn't realize the play was tonight.
Didn't you put it in your phone or on your calendar?
No, I didn't. I thought I would remember, and I didn't.
Well, I guess you can't go.
I'm sorry, Alex, but let me pay you for my ticket. Then use it to take someone else.
I apologize, Rob. I've had too many things on my mind this morning.
I understand. But what about my program?
Do you have the information on bird watching?
Yes, I have it right here.
Give it to me. I'll go and create the chart right now. If I make a pie chart, it won't take me too long.
Thanks, Taylor. That would be great.
I'm really sorry, Susie. I misunderstood you.
It's my fault. I wasn't clear. So please tell me what we can do.
Well, I can make the list this afternoon.
But I need to call all the professors today to set up interviews.
Samantha and Eric were eating lunch. Samantha was telling Eric a funny story about their biology teacher. It wasn't a mean story, but she wouldn't tell the story in biology class. Eric started laughing and spat out his drink.
That's such a funny story, Samantha,
he said.
But I have an even funnier one. Do you know Amelia?
Samantha did know her. Amelia was a new foreign student. She was studying at their school this semester. Samantha had history class with her. Eric began his story about Amelia. It wasn't a nice story. It made Amelia sound stupid. Samantha felt uncomfortable, so she tried changing the topic.
What's wrong, Samantha?
Eric asked.
Don't you want to hear the rest of the story?
Not really. I don't like it very much,
Samantha said to Eric. But Eric wasn't happy with her answer.
Why not? It's a true story. Besides, you just told me a story about our biology teacher,
Eric said.
That is different,
she said.
Not really. Come on. My story's not that bad. You'll like it,
he said. What should Samantha do? What would you do?
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home, but Marie will help me answer them here.
That's right. So what is the first review question today?
Well, Alex and Linda are going to the breadbasket. Can you name some bakery items and tell us about them?
Oh, sure. Well, we learned about bagels. You eat bagels for breakfast. They are usually not very sweet, but you could put jelly if you wanted to.
Yeah, I like mine with butter or peanut butter. You can also get donuts at the bakery. Ooh, they are fried and they are sweet.
Oh, another thing you can get are cookies. Cookies are so delicious. They are very sweet.
Oh, and you can get fresh bread. Well, this is great. This week, we also had some other lessons. Let's talk about those.
So, let's see. Our friends and many of them have to apologize in one. What's a way we can apologize?
Oh, that's true. We can say we're sorry or say the word, I apologize.
Great. So this week, life is not going well for our friends, and many of them have to apologize in one way or another.
Oh, that is true. I kind of feel bad for our friends, but it's okay. Everything turns out okay in the end.
That's right, it does. So why does Linda have to cancel?
Oh, poor Alex. Yes, Linda has to cancel because she has a meeting.
So what does Rob need help with?
Oh, I remember there's a bird watching program. He needs someone to make charts for him.
Very good, Peter. You're doing excellent.
Oh, I have one for you. Susie needs a list of something. What is it?
Oh, Ben can help her make a list of professors that she can call.
That's right. Well, this has been a great review. Let's take a short break. We'll see you after this. Welcome back to the show, friends. This is our review show. Well, friends, you did the right thing by joining us today. And do you know what I really like to do, Marie? Oh, I'm so excited for it.
Oh, what do you want to do, Peter?
I want to watch the features. And you know what? We can do that right now. Friends, let's continue by looking at those features.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm getting ready to bake a cake. I have flour, eggs, sugar, salt, chocolate, and a few other things. I just measure everything, mix them together, pour everything into a pan, and then put the pan in the oven. Then I'll have a delicious cake to eat and share. I can't wait.
Baking is fun. A person who bakes is called a baker. Bakers bake many different things. When bakers bake, they mix ingredients together. Then they put them in an oven. The oven heats the ingredients. After many minutes, you have something delicious to eat. What are some things you can bake? Well, you can bake a cake. If you don't want to bake a big cake, you can bake small cakes called cupcakes. You can also bake cookies. Those are delicious. During holidays, people like to bake pies. Pies are good to eat. Many pies have fruit in them. Not everything you bake must be sweet. You can also bake bread and pretzels. These things are usually salty. Baking can be a great way to spend an afternoon. Can you bake? Look up a recipe online and give it a try.
Look, my cake is finished. It looks so good. I can't wait to try some. But I can't eat this whole cake by myself. I think I'll invite some friends over to share this cake with me. All right, friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about appointments. And here to answer our question is Mr. Calendar.
Yeah, that'll be great. I think we can do that. Oh, hello, Rob. Sorry. I'm on a phone call. Yes.
No?
Okay. We'll make that work. All right, buddy. See you later. Sorry about that, Rob.
Great. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, it's good to see you, Callan. Thanks for coming today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really glad I could make time for today.
Well, Callan, I have a question today from Sean Tsai of Hsinchu, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Oh, I'll make a little time for you.
Great. Well, Sean writes, I have a busy schedule. Sometimes people invite me to do something with them, but I am busy. What are some polite ways to tell someone no?
Ooh, I know how you feel, Sean. I am very busy, too. There is not enough time to do everything you want to do. Sometimes you need to tell people no.
So what are some polite ways that we can say no?
Well, you can say, I'm sorry, I already have plans. Maybe some other time.
I already have plans. Maybe some other time.
Yes, this lets people know that you want to spend time with them, but you just can't do it at that time.
Okay, is there another way we can say maybe some other time?
Sure, you can say, can I take a rain check?
Can I take a rain check? What does that mean?
People say this when they would like to accept the invitation, but maybe at a later date.
I see. So if I invite you to dinner next Thursday, but you are busy,
Then I can say, thank you for the invitation, Rob. I can't next Thursday. Can I take a rain check?
Then I know that you want to have dinner with me, but maybe just not that night.
That's right.
Thanks for the information, Callan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Yeah, I can take care of that. Okay, sure, sure.
Hello, I'm Furniture Frank from Super Sofa. Do you know it's important to have good furniture in your home? What kind of chair are you sitting on now? Is it too old, too soft, too hard, too big, or too small? What about your sofas? They're not good enough, right? Do you think... Why don't you... There's a lot of... No... I mean, we can't do without...
I have a more comfortable sofa.
Ha ha! I have a more comfortable sofa, yeah!
Very nice! I am Super Sentence Man, and I'm sorry to interrupt your commercial, Furniture Frank, but you need today's Super Sentence! And here it is. I have a... something. I have a more comfortable sofa.
That's right! I have a more comfortable sofa right here in this store. Yeah. Now, let me continue.
Yes, good. Great idea. Please continue by giving me this super sentence in another way.
Okay. My brother's house is fancy, but I have a fancier house.
I have a fancier house. Good, good. Do you have another one?
Okay. My brother has a nice car, but I have a more expensive car.
I have a more expensive car. You like fancy and expensive things. Well, you did say some super sentences. Remember, say it with me.
Okay.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. That was fun, right?
Yeah. Commercial.
Okay. Please continue with your commercial.
where was I? Oh, yes. Is the furniture in your home okay? No, it's not! Do you hate your furniture? I don't care what your answer is. You need new furniture from Super Sofa. So come by Super Sofa today! Super Sofa! Super!
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
Yes, it is. And you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. So make sure to join us on Monday for a great new lesson. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.